Arms control experts have warned all along that a national missile defense system would be useless against the threat it's designed to stop, a missile launched by a rogue enemy. Now, painful as it is, we can see how right they were. Quite simply, we've learned that our enemies don't have to shoot missiles at us, do they? Instead, it's safer, stealthier, cheaper, and more effective for an enemy, be it a rogue state or a terrorist organization, to use common things against us. Things as simple as a fueled-up airliner or a germ-infested letter. But, you say, Osama bin Laden has just declared that he has both chemical and nuclear agents for possible use against us. Perhaps. But perhaps not. For the sake of argument, though, let's pretend he does have them. Even then, a national missile defense system would be useless. Why? Because it's smarter for bin Laden to use a suitcase than a ballistic missile. Think about it. First, bin Laden would have to buy the missiles. Then he'd have to build a missile range. Then he'd have to test the missile in flight, and not just once, but again and again, to make sure it would shoot straight. Only then could he deliver his chemical or nuclear agents by way of a ballistic missile. But this would be both crazy and futile, because U.S. warplanes would destroy the missile site and its occupants the moment our spy satellites saw them. Whatever else our enemy is, he's not crazy. Nor is he big on futility. So the only way a national missile defense system could conceivably be effective is if the enemy decided to cooperate with us by using a missile instead of a suitcase, and if the U.S. was too timid to destroy his missile range before he used it. Not likely. But make no mistake, access to weapons-grade plutonium is a clear and present danger to the United States. According to Sam Nunn, the former chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, 60% of the former Soviet Union's plutonium stocks are lying around Russia in unsecured storage. Think of it as a terrorist theft waiting to happen. Yet while the White House seeks $200 million for a dubious missile defense system, it's proposing a $40 million cut in a U.S. program to help Russia safeguard its stored plutonium. At his summit meeting in Texas with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Bush keeps saying that a national missile defense system would replace the out-of-date military thinking of the Cold War. The truth is, the national missile defense system was outdated by the new war that began on September 11. This is Les O'Coin.